We'll interrupt our regular programming to go live to Damascus, the Iranian embassy in Damascus, where the head of the parliamentary group and also the chairman of the Foreign Policy and National Security Committee, Mr. Alaeddine Bourjoudi, is about to speak. Let's listen up.
In the name of God the Merciful, I would like to thank the colleagues for their turnout, for their participation in this press conference, and I would like to announce to you that this visit for a delegation from the Iranian Parliament, the Islamic Republic of Iran, this visit to Syria comes within the context of three goals, which I will explain as follows. First of all, we renew once again our support for Syria based upon Syria being the main foundation in the axis of resistance. The second aim of the visit is to declare our opposition, our strong opposition, the opposition of the Islamic Republic of Iran towards any military aggressive action against Syria. The second or the third goal is to strongly condemn the use of poisonous gas, the use of poisonous gas against the Syrian people in this crisis. We strongly condemn the use of these chemical weapons. We believe that the crisis in Syria could be overcome by one solution, which is the political solution, a Syrian political solution. Actually, the American policy and the policies pursued by America's allies in this region ever since the beginning of this crisis, these policies have been wrong. The era of changing governments based upon force and the language of violence has ended without any return. Actually, the failure of the U.S. policy and the policy of its allies in the region in changing the political order in Syria during the timetable which was expected by them, this proves the failure of these policies. We now are going through, or we are witnessing, the third year of this crisis which has been imposed on the Syrian people. Thousands of innocent people have been killed during this crisis. And the Americans, contrary to what they declare, actually and in practice, they have supported terrorism in the region.
شاهد استفاده از سلاح شیمیایی در این بحران هستیم.
And now, unfortunately, today we are seeing that there are some who use chemical weapons for the sake or during this crisis. This morning, we visited those who were wounded by the use of the chemical weapons. Of course, those who were wounded amongst the Syrian armed forces, and we paid this visit to the military hospital of the Syrian army. The conclusion I have reached after what I heard from those who were wounded is that the wounds came, or that those who were wounded were wounded by hand grenades which were used to target these people. And actually, this rings the bell of danger for all humanity, which stands against or which is confronting this threat.
همه منطقه خاورمیانه را به آتش خواهد کشید و قبل از همه امنیت رژیم صهیونیستی به مخاطره خواهد افتاد.
We believe that any military aggression against Syria will spread, and its boundaries will also spread throughout the region, of the Middle East, and hence the region will be ignited. And before this, it also threatens the security of the Zionist entity.
چهار بار از مقاومت شکست خورده است.
The Zionist entity will not forget that ever since the year 2000 it has suffered many big losses, in the face of the resistance. And what I mean by losses is defeat.
جنگ دیگری پنجمین شکست را خواهد آزمود.
And if any fifth war takes place, then this entity will be defeated, certainly.
که به جای دامن زدن به این آتش راه حل سیاسی را انتخاب کنند.
And we advise the Americans, instead of playing with fire, we advise them to walk on the path of a political solution. This option will protect the credibility, will protect the political credibility of America, and on the other hand, it will also be a good point, a positive point for President Obama.
کشورهای حامی تروریسم در منطقه باید در برابر افکار عمومی جهانیان به خاطر فجایعی که در این مدت صورت گرفته است پاسخگو باشند.
Today, Obama and America, and also the countries that support terrorism in the region, they all must present answers to the public opinion, to the world public opinion, regarding the crimes which they have committed in the region.
باید همه کشورهای منطقه با توجه به تجربه این مدت که جمهوری اسلامی ایران هم در این زمینه تلاش‌های زیادی برای مذاکرات سوری انجام داد برای حل